I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Time to answer our GeoQuiz now. We're looking for an Asian city where a festival named after a radish is underway. Nori Akashi is with the Japan National Tourism Organization. Hello, Nori.
Hi, good morning, Marco.
And Nori, you've brought with you a good friend who is from the city that hosts the annual Daikon Radish Festival, Tomoko Inuishi. Hello.
Hi.
Tomoko, you and Nori are in New York City, but tell us where this festival is taking place.
We are taking place in Kyoto. Kyoto is the old capital of Japan. And Japanese radish is, this season to eat it in winter. And that ceremony, just that ceremony is, for the local people, means winter is come, just to go to the temples and eating such a kind of the cooked radish, and makes bodies very warm. And we are one of the temple called Senbon Shakado, and the other called Ryotokuji Temple.
Right. Is daikon in the United States different from the daikon that they're tasting in Kyoto today, Nori? Yeah.
Yes, totally. You're right. Although it is radish, I think people will recognize radish as horseradish, which is very spicy and hot. However, we do have different kind of radishes in Japan, and one of the kind is what we call daikon. It's not very spicy and hot. It's rather sweet. And the color is very white, and it's white all the way inside.
So it sounds like daikon in Kyoto is a little more developed than the way we see daikon here in the United States, which is mostly kind of as a garnish or served raw. Kyoto is obviously where this is taking place. It's the answer to our GeoQuiz. And Nori, I understand that daikon can actually be used to prevent catching a cold. Have you ever used it for those purposes?
Well, I always eat daikon at home for any reason. It just tastes really good anyway. And if it prevents, you know, the cold, winter coldness and everything, that would be great.
Normally, if I feel some of the fever, I just cooked myself. It's very well delicious.
I understand that Buddhist monks, as part of this festival in Kyoto, are drawing ancient symbols on the daikon with edible ink. What's that about?
They do put an alphabet from the Sanskrit language in India. They put this character on a piece of daikon to celebrate the tradition at this temple. I believe it pronounces Bong. That's a character for Buddha. So that's a very important character in Buddhism.
Now, if you were to look for authentic Japanese daikon in New York City or here in the States, does it come close to tasting what daikon tastes like in Kyoto?
I think it's very, very close. It's very authentic. And the key is how you cook it. So as long as you can put the right ingredient together, I think it tastes
authentic. Nori, let me put you on the spot. I mean, aside from finding those nice little daikon curlicues on a plate of sushi here in the States, how would you prepare a daikon?
Okay. All right. You can cut them up. If you want to keep it round, I would cut 1 centimeter thickness or something so that it cooks through. And we often cut them up and boil them with dashi, which is a fish-based broth.
Sometimes kelp.
Sea kelp.
Sometimes we just use the kelp and put in for the soy sauce and also the crystal sugar and cooked very well.
And particularly in this ceremony in Kyoto, they cook daikon with age, which is a thin fried tofu, which tastes delicious in this sauce.
What would you drink with the daikon? What goes well with daikon?
Drink with, it's good for sake.
That's what I was hoping you would say. Nori Akashi and Tomoko Inuishi in New York City, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.